Hey guys, I am back and we are about to dive on into an extra exciting episode. I am super passionate about this. We're going to find the leaks in your social media campaigns. Cue the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. So, have you ever set up, let's say, Facebook ads or social media, and your goal is to drive traffic to your client's website? At least that's the goal that's been communicated up until this point. But a couple months in, you're working with your client, or maybe you're running campaigns for your own business, and you're not getting the conversions that you want. You feel like you're not getting sales. Maybe you're frustrated because you're seeing money going out, or your client's calling you saying, I'm not seeing the ROI of my social media efforts. It can be really frustrating, can it? So one of the things that's really important to remember, and I remember kind of learning this the hard way. It was very difficult when I remember setting up Facebook ad campaign after Facebook ad campaign and sending all this traffic that I believed was awesome. The copy was spot on. The creatives were what I had learned. The everything was just right. The targeting was perfect. I knew the objective was right. And then I would hear from the client. They'd say, we're not getting where we want to be. We're not getting the results that we're looking for. So the reality is, you guys, one of the things that you have to do is you have to look at what you can control. So basically, when you look at an entire marketing campaign, there is the offer, the market. Those are things that are completely out of your control. Sometimes we can help and guide our clients or tweak our own offers to make them a little more desirable. But there's one step that's oftentimes forgotten, and that is the funnel. Now, a funnel is just simply this. It is a series of landing pages that bring someone from one decision point to click on the ad to the next decision point to purchase or opt in or share their email, something like that. The funnel is absolutely essential because when you send traffic, whether it's organically or through paid sources, to a website that doesn't convert, ultimately, it's like you're pouring water into a bucket and losing all of the water. Maybe it's like there's holes in the bottom. Maybe there's no bottom in the bucket. Maybe it's a website that really doesn't convert. One of the best things that you can possibly do as a social media marketer, as someone who says, I'm going to take control of this and make this situation right, is to discover where the breakdown is. Now, if your social media campaigns are getting clicks to the website, but they're not getting any results, there's a very good chance that the website isn't converting the way that you'd like it to. It all comes down to the numbers. If you're running Facebook advertising and you're getting a decent amount of clicks to the website and you're not getting the conversions you like, there's a very good chance you've got a hole in that bucket too. But I'm going to take it even one step further. Sometimes there's this misconception about social media that social media alone is a massive driver of revenue. Now, I wish I could say that that is always the case. There are times where it is, but social media is something that is great for startups because it's a place where you can test your market, test your offer, build massive engagement, develop the relationship funnel, which means essentially you're nurturing relationships to the point of purchase. And it's great for that, but it is a ton of work. Ultimately, just posting to social media or just creating content for any of your social media platforms is not enough in most cases to get the result that you're looking for in terms of revenue. That's when it's a great time to say, okay, we're getting traffic to the website, or maybe you're getting no traffic to the website. The great thing is that's where paid advertising can come into place and really transform the results that you're getting. So for example, if you're getting something that actually does translate to sales, put some dollar power behind it. Go ahead and hop into the Facebook Ads Manager and set up a simple ad campaign for that. Test it out, see if it works. But a lot of people start with organic social media hoping that it's going to be as simple as just posting a picture and then ultimately getting sales. Well, it does work sometimes. The majority of the time, it's going to take a lot more elbow grease on organic. So if you're running your own campaigns, you might want to bring someone in who can support you, or just supercharging it with Facebook ads, then that's when the real test comes into play. Once we start getting traffic to our website, does it convert? Let's say, for example, you've gotten 100, 200, 500, or 1,000 clicks through to a website. It doesn't matter whether they're organic or through paid advertising, but you haven't had a single sale or you haven't had a single person opt into whatever it is that you're sending them to. That's a pretty good sign that your funnel isn't working right. And that is the first place that I would stop and check and try something totally different. So the purpose of this is that you understand it's not always just about the social media. It's not always just about the paid advertising. You have to stop and only worry about the things that you can control, but really communicate exactly what it is that is that holdup. What is that leak in the funnel? It might be that first landing page. It might be people are opting in, but then they're not purchasing. So you have to step back, look at the data, see what the data is telling you, and then ultimately create a plan to tweak things because you're just a couple of tweaks away. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I'll see you later.
Sure.